Joining us on the phone is Mary Scott Neighbors, who is the author of Collaboration Nation, How Public-Private Ventures Are Revolutionizing the Business of Government. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Something in your book I thought was kind of interesting. You were talking about how at the age of 12, you were having very serious discussions about business and government and all kinds of things. Was this around the family dinner table?
Oh, it actually was. My dad was the publisher of the local newspaper and the mayor, so I grew up very involved in current events and community politics, I guess. So I was an entrepreneur and sort of stumbled into government at a time when I was very angry with government. So this book is talking about an historic transformation that government is going through. And the reason I think your listeners would be interested in this transformation is literally opening up a multi-trillion dollar marketplace that businesses of all sizes and types can participate in.
And what kind of things will they be doing?
Well, as a sign of the times, government at every level, every jurisdictional level of government is out of money. There is no funding for roads, for construction, for emergency services. And so public officials are being forced to reach out to private sector partners to say, come in and help us rebuild our infrastructure or help us with our water system plant. And as those private sector large firms come in throughout the country to do those big public projects, they are reaching out to local subcontractors. In fact, almost every governmental entity is awarding extra points for small businesses, minority businesses, local businesses. And so with trillions of dollars put in play over the next 18 to 36 months, it's really critical that your local business people understand how to get involved in this marketplace.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Business neighbors, aren't businesses in business to make money and not to come in and be, quote, partners for government projects? I mean, they're there to make money, not to give stuff away.
That's absolutely true. And taxpayers are going to find a whole different environment in the years to come. We're going to pay to travel on toll roads. We're going to pay more for downtown parking. We're going to see advertising on everything from school buses to fire trucks. But that is because of the Great Recession, which we have all experienced, and the fact that we do not have an abundance of money trickling down anymore to cities and counties and healthcare districts. And so the services that we become so accustomed to are going to cost taxpayers a little more in the future.
So in lieu of raising taxes, which is probably what we should have done over these years, as government gets bigger, population gets bigger, we need more services. Instead of doing that, we're just going to all get nickel and dimed every time we want to drive down the road or do anything.
I wish I could tell you that's not the case, but most likely it is.
How's that better for us?
Well, I don't know that it is, but the reality is government is out of money. Our roads need fixing. Our bridges need to be repaired. Our dams. We need emergency services. We are a growing nation, and there's no other place to get the funding that is needed. Universities need to build student housing. States have outdated facilities that are costing millions more every year in energy costs. They need complete renovation. Government doesn't have the money to do that. So what they're doing is they're reaching out through these public-private partnerships, saying to a private sector partner, come in, bring the capital, I'll provide the land or I'll provide whatever it is they're going to put up, and let's partner to provide the services that we're mandated to give our citizens.
Now,
that's just a reality.
Those who might be listening right now and saying, I have a company, I could probably get in on this. You also point out that it's a little bit difficult sometimes to get these government contracts. It's quite a process.
How can you give them a government contract if there's no money? You just said there's no money for these things.
Well, government still has to maintain the roads, and so certainly there is road infrastructure funding at some level. And so government can put in some, but the private sector is going to bring the funding. And the private sector, for instance, will build a toll road, and then the state will give the private sector investor the proceeds from that toll road for the next 15 to 30 years in exchange for owning the toll road.
Hmm. Well, it's an interesting concept, and you see it developing right now. And the book is called Collaboration Nation, Mary Scott Nabors, who has been an entrepreneur. You work for the Railroad Commission, is that right, in Texas?
For 10 years, I was a statewide office holder in Texas, and yes, I was a Texas Railroad Commissioner. And at that time, that agency regulated $67 billion of the state's economy, and it had nothing to do with railroads. It was all about oil and gas and environmental and transportation.
Well, that's logical that it didn't have anything to do with railroads. Well, thank you for being on our show this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.